USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says he will be stepping aside to allow a new generation of Republican leadership. The senator announcing his decision to leave his position as Minority Leader while speaking on the Senate floor Wednesday.
Father Time remains undefeated. I'm no longer the young man sitting in the back, hoping colleagues would remember my name. It's time for the next generation of leadership.
He says he will step down as the Senate Republican leader in November, but intends on serving out his Senate term, which ends in 2027. President Biden is speaking about his efforts to improve crime rates and to encourage safety in communities. The president highlighting his handling of crime with his American Rescue Plan.
We provided $350 billion. $350 billion. That was available to deal with these issues. You know, and the fact is that we find ourselves, we could use it to, this money to keep law enforcement on the beat, communities safe from violence.
Hunter Biden spent some time Wednesday testifying before a Republican-led congressional committee about his foreign business dealings and whether President Biden was implicated in them. As far as what he's getting out of the hearings from Biden, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says,
it is a mirage to believe that Hunter Biden was engaged in international business. This was a bribe masquerading as an international business transaction. Nothing more, nothing less.
Congressional leaders struck a government funding deal Wednesday on a half a dozen annual spending bills alongside a stopgap bill that pushes two shutdowns till later into March. The government was set to run out of money on Friday. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wildfires are continuing to burn the panhandle of Texas. The largest of the fires, called the Smoke Creek Fire, has become the second largest wildfire in Texas history. Many small towns have been evacuated. Dozens of homes and cars have also been destroyed. The State Department is spending some time hosting representatives from both Mexico and Guatemala to address the illegal immigrant crossing at the U.S. southern border. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken speaking alongside representatives from both foreign nations at the State Department.
The collaboration, the work between the governments of Mexico and the United States has never been stronger, never been greater. The challenges are also significant, but we are facing them together.
A Democratic presidential candidate is jumping back in the race less than a month after suspending her campaign. Author and activist Marianne Williamson announcing her campaign. Relaunch in a video online.
What's delusional is just closing our eyes and crossing our fingers and just hoping that somehow Biden and Harris will be able to beat that juggernaut of dark, dark vision.
Wendy's is clarifying it has no plans to introduce surge pricing. The fast food chain saying its $20 million investment into digital menu boards will allow it to offer discounts to customers during slower parts of the day. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.